to Sight.
Spend the day with Sight.
From 6 a.m. to 9:30 p.m.
on Radio Sight Thursday Live.
Radio Sight Thursday Live.
Om Shri Sai Ram. Dear listeners, greetings from Prashant Nilayam, the spiritual capital of the universe. You are listening to Radio Sai's Asia stream, and today is a holy Thursday, and a warm welcome to all of you for today's Thursday Live. Just now you listened to the segment Morning Glory, and it was hosted by Sister Karuna, and now it's time for the segment, next segment of Thursday Live, that is Soul Inspirations, and I am Raghu from Team Radio Sai. At the very outset, dear listeners, as always, let us all collectively offer our most humble, prayerful and grateful pranams at the lotus feet of the voice and listener of Radio Sai Global Harmony, the heart and soul of Radio Sai Global Harmony, that is Bhagwan Sri Satya Sai Baba. I thank him profusely for giving me this opportunity to host a segment in his radio, Radio Sai Global Harmony. The time in our studio is 11:10 a.m. and it's a beautiful day here in the ashram. It's a warm day. In fact, it's very hot here as it's the month of summer. Today is 28th of March and the temperature is slowly increasing. There is bright sunshine throughout the day. And this is the end of March. The beginning, April is going to begin in another couple of days. And as always, as every year, the academic year of educational institutions all over India is getting over. So is the academic year of educational institutions of Swami also. So Sai students are looking forward for the vacations. And now the exams are going on in Sai educational institutions. The various educational institutions, the primary school, the higher secondary school, and the different campuses of Swami's university. All right, with that, dear listeners, let's now come to the segment Soul Inspirations. And today, in this segment, I am going to narrate a Chinnakatha for you. In fact, this is one of my favorite Chinnakathas. So the story goes like this. One day, Maharshi Narada boasted before Lord Vishnu about how there wasn't any devotee better than him. But in doing so, he went against the very first qualification of a devotee, that is freedom from egoism. So, in order to teach Narada a lesson or two in devotion, Vishnu spoke of a farmer who was tilling his little plot of land as a greater devotee. He even recommended that Narada should visit and learn the art of devotion from him. A little humiliated, but at the same time curious, Narada proceeded to the farmer's village. But what he saw amazed him. The farmer was all the time engrossed in either doing his work on the field, in a cattle shed, or was busy at home. And in spite of the most vigilant watch, Narada did not hear him utter the Lord's name more than thrice a day. Once when the farmer woke up from bed in the morning, another time when he took his midday meal, and the last when he retired for the night. Now, Narada was naturally incensed that he was demeaned, inferior to this very poor specimen of a devotee. While Narada was always singing melodiously the divine stories of the Lord and spreading everywhere the message of chanting the name of the Lord, here was a son of the soil who remembered the Lord just three times a day, whom Lord Vishnu judged as being superior to him. He hurried to heaven, his face flushed with anger and ignominy. But Vishnu only laughed at his plight. In answer to his anxiety, the Lord gave him a pot full to the brim with water and asked him to carry it on his head and go round a certain course without spilling even a drop. Narada successfully did so. But when asked how often he had remembered the name of the Lord while doing so, he admitted that in his anxiety to walk without spilling the water, he had forgotten the name completely. Vishnu then explained to him that the farmer, who was carrying on his head more precious and more spoilable burdens than a pot of water, and who had to be careful not bring harm to any of them, must therefore be more admired for being remembering the Lord at least 3 times a day. So, dear listeners, this is the story and the Chinnakatha, and the moral of the Chinnakatha is, even if we remember the Lord with thankfulness at least twice or thrice a day, it is rewarding enough and confers us with great peace. We need not give up our worldly duties, but do them with the name of Lord in our lips, thus inviting the grace upon us. Well, dear listeners, I hope you like this Chinnakatha, and I wanted to narrate this Chinnakatha in this segment, Soul Inspirations. Now let's listen to a couple of Sai Bhajans, and at 11:30 we'll be joined by Brother Bishu for the next segment of Radio Sai's Thursday Life, that is Outside, Inside, Deep Inside. Have a listen, please.
In the summer of 1964, Bhagwan inaugurated his ashram in Bengaluru and picked Mr. Rama Brahmam, an extremely committed devotee, to manage its affairs. Many years later, when the marriage of Rama Brahmam's granddaughter was fixed, he offered the wedding invitation to Bhagwan, but did not pray for permission to travel to Guntur for the function, even though he loved the grandchild. However, Swami himself said, "You can go and attend the wedding." It was still a fortnight away. 15 days passed, but Swami did not talk about it again. It would take at least 2 days for Rama Brahmam to reach Guntur. Since Swami was silent, Rama Brahmam too kept quiet. On the day of the marriage, Swami suddenly looked at Rama Brahmam and said, "Hey Rama Brahmam, you didn't go for the marriage?" With utter humility, he replied, "Swami, I thought it is not your will that I travel. Else, you would have definitely asked me to go." Bhagwan was so pleased that he immediately caressed his cheek and with great love patted his shoulder and said, "Good boy." Mr. Rama Brahmam was actually 75 years old then. Swami then looked at all the people around and said, "This is the sign of a true devotee. When the master commands, a true devotee just obeys, does not analyze with his limited mind." When an elderly devotee had a swollen and painful leg, Swami said, "No need to go to a doctor. Apply lukewarm starch water of rice on your leg." He did that and was healed instantly. When another person tried the same remedy, his condition actually worsened. In the Shirdi Avatar, when a devotee was suffering from diarrhea, Baba told him to eat groundnuts, which actually would aggravate the illness, but he was cured. What works is not the prescription, but the Guru's instruction. The path to our deliverance is implicit obedience. It can wipe out mountains of karma. This is the best aradhana we can make to our Sadguru, Sri Satya Sai.
धरति बिहारा साईं हमारा,
धरती बिहारा साईं हमारा,
धरती बिहारा साईं हमारा,
धरती बिहारा साईं हमारा,
अपना बना लो साईं राम,
अपना बना साईं राम,
अपना बना लो साईं राम,
अपना बना लो साईं राम,
साईं राम साईं Sai Ram, Sai Ram,
Sai Ram, Sai Ram,
Mata Nasti, Pita Nasti, Nasti Bandhu Sakha. नास्ति नास्ति बंधु सखा,
माता नास्ति पिता नास्ति नास्ति बंधु सखा,
अपना बना लो साईं राम, अपना बना लो साईं राम,
अपना बना लो साईं राम,
साईं राम
साईं राम साईं राम
साईं राम साईं राम, धरति बिहारा साईं हमारा,
धरति बिहारा साईं हमारा,
अपना बना लो साईं राम,
अपना बना लो साईं राम,
साईं राम पिता नास्ति नास्ति बंधु सखा,
माता नास्ति पिता नास्ति नास्ति बंधु सखा,
अपना बना लो साईं राम,
अपना बना लो साईं राम,
साईं राम साईं राम
साईं राम
साईं
राम साईं
राम, परति विहारा साईं हमारा। राम बजो रहीम बजो
राम बजो
राम बजो रहीम बजो
राम बजो रहीम बजो
ईश्वर साई नाम बजो
ईश्वर साई नाम बजो
ईश्वर साई नाम बजो
ईश्वर साई नाम बजो
राम बजो रहीम बजो
राम बजो रहीम बजो
बजो
बुद्ध महावीर नाम बजो
बुद्ध महावीर नाम बजो
बुद्ध महावीर नाम बजो
सर्वधर्म प्रिय साई बजो एक है साई नाम भजो
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 राम भजो रहीम भजो ईश्वर साई नाम बजो
ईश्वर साई नाम बजो
ईश्वर साई नाम बजो
ईश्वर साई नाम बजो
राम बजो रहीम बजो
राम बजो रहीम बजो
सर्वधर्म प्रिय साई भजो
सर्वधर्म प्रिय साई भजो
एक है साई नाम भजो
एक है साई नाम भजो
एक है साई नाम भजो
एक है साई
राम भजो रहीम भजो
ईश्वरं वदन् साई जनार्दन ఈశ్వరాంబనందన సాయి జనార్దన భరతి పురీశ్వర సాయి గురుదేవా భరతి పురీశ్వర సాయి గురుదేవా
భరతి పురీశ్వర సాయి గురుదేవా
సాయి గురుదేవా సాయి గురుదేవా
సాయి గురుదేవా
సాయి గురుదేవా సాయి గురుదేవా
సాయి గురుదేవా సాయి గురుదేవా
మంగళదాయక సాయి గురుదేవా మంగళదాయక సాయి గురుదేవా
మంగళదాయక సాయి గురుదేవా
ముని జన మోహన మాధవ సాయి
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 ప్రశాంతి నిలయా దేవా
ప్రశాంతి నిలయా దేవా
ప్రశాంతి నిలయా దేవా
ప్రశాంతి నిలయా
భరతి పురీశ్వర సాయి గురుదేవా
A single story of his infinite glory captured through divine discourses, music, bhajans and through Vedas, talk shows, interviews, panel discussion and study circles. All brought to you live from the epicenter of our times, Prashanthi Nilayam, India. Radio Sai Thursday Live.